Welcome to the Voice of God Daily, where Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, biblical scholar and pastor, shares a little bit of Bible to feed your soul and a prayer to bless your day. Jesus said in the scriptures, "Today you will hear the voice of God through the words of the gospel spoken aloud." Now, listen and be filled with God's word.
Hello, good person. Reverend Dr. Brad Miller here, and welcome to the Voice of God Daily, your daily biblical New Testament lectionary reading, resource, and breath prayer, bringing a bit of Bible into your day. Now, here's today's The Voice of God from the New Testament reading of Revelation 5, 1 through 10, the New Century Version. Then I saw a scroll in the right hand of the one sitting in the throne. The scroll had writing on both sides and was kept closed with seven seals. And I saw a powerful angel calling out in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" But there was no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth who could open the scroll or look inside it. I cried bitterly because there was no one who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. But one of the elders said to me, "Do not cry. The lion from the tribe of Judah, David's descendant, has won the victory, so he is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw a lamp standing in the center of the throne, in the middle of the four living creatures and elders. The lamp looked as if he had been killed. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which were the seven spirits of God that were sent into all the world. And the lamb came and took the scroll from the right hand of the one sitting on the throne. When he took the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders bowed down before the Lamb. Each one of them had a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's holy people. And they all sang a new song to the Lamb. "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were killed. And with the blood of your death, you brought people before God from every tribe, language, people, and nation. You made them to be a kingdom of priests for our God, and they will rule on the earth." The voice of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The Voice of God Daily is your daily reading from the Revised Common Lectionary by Reverend Dr. Brad Miller. In a moment, we will pray a breath prayer together. I believe Scripture is fulfilled in your hearing, and my goal is to get a bit of Bible into the ears of a million people. You can help by sharing thevoiceofgoddaily.com with one person in your life. You can rate and review The Voice of God Daily at Apple Podcasts and download the ABC 123 Bible Study Guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. Now, here's today's recommended resource. Something I can do to help you go deeper in your Bible study and your spiritual development is to recommend to you great resources which I know will be helpful to you. My friend, Pastor John Stange, has a book, Dwell on These Things, available at desirejesus.com/dwellonthesethings. It's about changing the messages that enter your mind and learning to see yourself through God's eyes by spending 31 days feeding your heart with a biblical message of encouragement. So I encourage you to check out Pastor John Stange's book. That's S-T-A-N-G-E, the book Dwell on These Things at desirejesus.com/dwell. Let's have a breath and have a prayer. Holy God, you have called us to follow in the way of your risen Son and to care for all those who are companions, not only with the words of comfort, but with acts of love, seeking to be true friends of all. We offer our prayers on behalf of the church and the world. Guide us in the path of discipleship so that as you have blessed us, we may be a blessing for others, bringing the promise of the kingdom near by our words and deeds. Amen.
All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful. We trust you have found the Voice of God Daily useful for your soul today. If you wish to go deeper into today's Scripture, please download the free Bible study guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. The Voice of God Daily can be heard on Apple Podcasts and at voiceofgoddaily.com. Would you be so kind as to share the good news of the Voice of God Daily with the people in your life who need to hear a good word? your next opportunity to hear the Voice of God Daily podcast with your host, Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, is tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening to God's Fulfilling Word.